chebo but I think in a chipu wa fendi nebo mbula last man eno kwa kwa magai batinga ndiri muwa vya mbafene kanola iwa chilanga watandizo mundu ila fenda iwa kula itulu la finger bartender nikunile za mapalo yove poka senda no matter how hard but straight we bend batinda na kana nebo vingi ndi mundu vye chabante mofu wa kwa haba ni dunku vye imagine you help somebody that same somebody comes back no kuponda. But let's keep cooking, keep being good even when nobody is looking. Muri fida vino jite mufu mama blessing. Boy, stop stressing, remember.
The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
It's a silver jubilee at NAPSA, celebrating a quarter of a century of growth, innovation, and social security. Update your NAPSA details and stand a chance to win a fully serviced plot in Lusaka. For more information, visit www.napsa.co.zm or NAPSA Facebook page at Your NAPSA. Be smart. Secure your future.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Oasis Forum says the speed at which Bill 7 is being rushed demonstrates government's determined position of linking the amendment to the 2026 general polls. No further extension to voter registration exercise, government has charged. In international news, Mozambique violence forces 100,000 to flee as displacement crisis deepens. In sports, Morocco hotels prepare for surge in visitors as AFCON 2025 nears.
And now, the Power FM News.
With you up front, Amber Lava News every day, my name is Viola Chuma. The Oasis Forum has noted with concern the speed at which Bill 7 is being pushed into law. The development, it says, demonstrates the government's fixed and determined position of linking the amendments to the 2026 general polls. In addition, the forum has refuted assertions that opposition political parties are influencing its stance on the government's proposed constitutional amendments. Speaking during an interview on the Power FM breakfast show, Oasis Forum chairperson Beauty Katebe said such accusations are common whenever civil society takes a position that challenges those in power. Ms. Katebe explained that any appearance of alignment with opposition leaders stems from shared objectives rather than political allegiance, hence reiterating the forum's position of delinking the constitution amendment from the next year's elections and ensure that a new law strengthens democracy and a Bill of Rights. She said the forum is part of a wider coalition pushing back against what it describes as unconstitutional attempts by the government to amend the national charter through Bill 7.
That is always what political parties do. For example, the time that we were against Bill 10, TF thought we were part of the opposition, which was the UPND then. Now that we are against Bill 7, the ruling party thinks we are on the other side. When you see us in the same place together with the opposition, it's because the opposition are also fighting the same cause. We are also fighting the same cause. Our institution will never be partisan because we represent a different community and not political parties.
Meanwhile, the forum has called on Zambians to take an active role in safeguarding the constitution, stressing that constitutional amendments affect every citizen, regardless of political affiliation or social standing. Ms. Katebe reminded the public that the constitution belongs to the people and must be protected through active participation. He urged citizens not to dismiss constitutional matters as distant or irrelevant to their daily lives, noting that some Zambians assume amendments will not affect them personally, a belief, she said, is both inaccurate and dangerous.
It is our responsibility to commit to the promotion of constitutionalism, to the rule of law and good governance, which is going to benefit all of us. So let us pay attention. I've seen some people who are saying, even if they change, even if they amend, it will not affect me because I'll be seated in my house. It will affect all of us. It will affect all of us because that is the law of the land. That is the supreme law of the land. Whatever it is that we do is actually derived from the law, supreme law of the land. So we should not take it casually.
Government has affirmed that the Electoral Commission of Zambia will not extend the just-ended mass voter registration exercise, citing limited time before the 2026 general election. Acting leader of government business Ambrose Lufuma told Parliament yesterday that the ECZ needs enough time to compile and prepare the voters' register ahead of next year's polls. He further acknowledged that the process faced several challenges, including equipment malfunctions and load shedding in some districts. Mr. Lufuma said the 30-day exercise, which ran from 13th October to 11th November 2025, has since closed, and the commission is now consolidating registration records from across the country. He was responding to follow-up questions from Kantashi MP Anthony Mumba and Solwezi East Member of Parliament Alex Katakwe, who wanted to know if the ECZ would consider reopening registration.
Mass registration of voters exercise came to an end on Saturday, the 29th of November, 2025. The commission yet again witnessed citizens turning up to register as voters in large. On the last day, the commission endeavored to attend to those that were on the queues. Madam Speaker, the commission is now consolidating the registration records from across the country. As at 26 November 2025, the commission recorded a total of 1,453,462 new registration. Unfortunately, we are not going to extend anymore.
In another related development, a 17-year-old boy from Monze was reportedly assaulted by a group of youths at Manungu Secondary School, where he had gone to register as a voter. The victim, who sustained chest pains and a headache, noted that the attackers were led by an individual only identified as Mr. Mwila, along with Chimwemwe Banda, both of Freedom A compound. Brief facts are that around 12 hours on 29th November 2025, a group of suspects armed with sticks allegedly approached and assaulted the victim together with other youths, forcing them to disperse. Southern Province Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo confirmed the incident to Parafem News in a statement, saying that no arrests had been made so far and the investigations into the matter are ongoing. In other news, Commander Zambia Army Lieutenant General Geoffrey Chongo Ziele has directed all illegal miners operating at the Lower Zambezi in Siabonga District to leave the area immediately or face forced eviction. The order was issued during his tour of the Lower Zambezi River line in Momba area on 2nd December 2025. Lieutenant General Ziele said illegal mining is an economic crime that undermines national development and compromises security. He warned that security forces are ready to remove illegal miners countrywide by force if they ignore instructions. The army commander said illegal activities often attract other criminal behavior, adding that authorities will no longer tolerate such actions. He emphasized that the Zambia Army and other security wings are committed to safeguarding natural resources.